Okay, so I'm going to be discussing the our reading with Bull and Dubois, I guess. The Interdisciplinary Inquiry, Multimodal Learning in English and Biology. This entire article was really well written, easy to read. I really enjoyed it, first and foremost. But the biggest issue I always hear about in schools is teachers complaining about how they just don't have enough time to cover such broad content areas, and a lot of schools don't have collaboration going on. There are a lot of schools that are catching on, but the article said something that was really kind of crucial, that there's direct relation to that struggle and the lack of collaboration. So the less collaboration going on, the more teachers are feeling that they don't have, enough time to do things. The article also said how these struggles are not finite and they're able to be rectified if there's some in-school planning, if, whoever's in charge of policymakers in school, the principal maybe, just planning schedules, making it part of the school day, kind of like, you collaborate with the teacher, it's just what you do. In the school I'm in now, they do that, and, I've never seen such a beautiful sight. Like, these teachers just bouncing ideas off of each other, and one does one thing, another does another, and then you just share everything. It's really nice. There's a few of them that do that, actually, all within the one grade. Another thing that the article referenced, and that I'm also a big fan of, is integrating content. Integrating subject areas is just huge. It's beneficial for everybody. It does the very thing that we've read about, and it's been proven that it works time and time again. The fact that when you integrate subject areas like that, it connects learning. And that's just making schemas and blueprints in the mind. And then it's just forging all of these connections, and it allows for prior learning to connect with the new content, and it makes learning personal. And, like, to me, I just feel like it's the most obvious of solutions, and I'm shocked that education hasn't been this way from the beginning, to be honest. I don't understand, because it's common sense, really. It's how human beings have learned since a long time. I don't, whenever Neanderthals stopped, or maybe that's how they learned too. I don't know. what's the rest I want to say? The article also said something about, it just, like, confirmed what I'm saying too, is, like, students are able to make these tangible connections between subjects, while teachers are building on one another's ideas and making themselves more focused. So it's just a win-win, if you ask me. And not only are the students making connections between subjects, but even better, they're making real-world connections, which is what we're trying to do, to make the entire learning process more engaging, more relevant to students on a personal level. I just think it's such a good idea, and that's what every lesson I've done, I try to integrate as many things as I can. You want to make, it's showing them that everything in life relates to something else, and everything is kind of, like, interdependent. I think that's a major, huge life lesson that's important for everybody. And that's all.